It's almost 10 years since the end of the hit TV series Friends, but the show, and in particular the Central Perk Cafe where much of the action took place, are enjoying an afterlife in the capital of China. In this postcard from Beijing, NPR's Louisa Lim introduces us to some Chinese fans of Chandler, Joey, and the gang.
I'm in a normal apartment block in Beijing, and I'm going up to the 6th floor, where something quite surprising awaits. Oh my goodness, here it is. It is a replica of Central Perk from Friends. It has the same window, the same doorway. I'm just walking in the door. There's even the same orange sofa filled with people watching Friends reruns.
My name is Du Xing. Everybody call me Gunther here.
So I'm now with the Chinese Gunther. He's the owner of the Central Perk Cafe in Beijing.
I'm crazy about Friends. I'm a huge fan. For me, it's like a religion. It's my life.
I just wonder, though, because I think for young Chinese people, life is really competitive, you know, getting an education, passing your exams, finding a job, finding a partner. Yeah. It's all like a big competition. Mm-hmm. Whilst Friends, they're never worrying about money. They're never worrying about jobs and things like that.
So that's why we like Friends. We are looking for this kind of a life. Maybe one day, if you like, you can find a good job you like. Just like Chandler. He quit the job he hated and he find another one. He liked it. So I think this TV show also told us you have to choose a living way which you like.
For the Chinese Gunter, the lifestyle has turned into a business with a second Central Perk in Shanghai. The cafes serve the snacks mentioned in Friends, the menus even annotated, so you know which show Rachel mentions cheesecake and what she said. We sit in the next room to the cafe, where Dusin's built a replica of Joey's apartment, complete with foosball table. As we chat, we're interrupted by visitors wanting to see Joey's apartment, including Calvin Le, an English teacher from California.
It's really cool. How long did it take you to put this all together?
About half a year. Yeah. Everything you have to find a carpenter to make it together.
It's so funny. This is exactly how it's like in the show, too. You know how it's, like, too big, the TV frame thing? Because Joey built it, and it's like he didn't really do the measurements right.
Oh, good job, Joe.
Wow. It's big.
Yeah, so big that it actually makes our doors look smaller.
Strange as it may sound, Friends is an English language teaching tool in Chinese universities. So Friends fans come from far and wide to visit the cafe. Today, Beijinger Qiu Yu has brought a friend visiting from Taiyuan, more than 300 miles away. It's her first stop in Beijing. What Qiu Yu likes about Friends is the sense of freedom from responsibility.
I think their lives are very free, very happy. They can do whatever they like. For Chinese people, the influence of our families is quite big, so we yearn for that lifestyle.
For some, that yearning also extends to the world of casual sexual encounters, as depicted through Friends. Over the series' lifetime, the Friends characters hooked up with at least 85 other people, according to one estimate.
So basically, you've slept with all the women in New York, and now you're just going around again?
But that's not even the weird part. I don't think she remembered sleeping with me.
But you don't remember sleeping with her.
Yeah, but she should remember sleeping with me. I am very memorable.
Such scenes win giggles from the devoted Chinese fans at the cafe.
Is it just me? Am I over here?
So before I leave Central Perk, Beijing, I'm just going to sit down on the orange couch and catch up with a few Friends episodes. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Thank you.
Our program is directed by Monika Evstatieva, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. We had engineering support from Michael Schweppe, Daniel Shukin, and Andy Huther.
Our planning editors are Jerry Holmes and Julia Buckley. The staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Rob Ballinger, Theo Balcom, Justine Kennan, Melissa Gray, and Greg Dixon.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.